God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So I want you to imagine that you're in your favorite restaurant on a Friday night in your hometown. And across the room you see a couple in their late 20s, and they have a child that is perhaps 2 or 3 years old. And the child is quiet, the child is happy, the child is responsive quickly for a three-year-old to both father and mother. In fact, you think you hear the child say, "Please." Now let me ask you something, does this strike you as normal or as odd? The fact is, you're probably thinking as I'm describing this couple, what kind of unrealistic picture is this? No three-year-old can say please. Oh, really? Can a three-year-old say no? Can a three-year-old say mine? So what we're talking about here, it's not natural. It's not what automatically happens. You fast forward that family to a couple in their 40s with a 15-year-old child. And the child is happy, and the child is responsive, and the child takes healthy initiative, but also responds in a healthy way to parents. Is that normal, and is that natural? The answer is no. And when we think about such an instance, the fact of the matter is, if you saw either of those two things happen, you probably would go up and say something to such a couple. You'd probably say, "Hey, I just want to compliment you on your fine family." It would be so extraordinary. If you made this a family of five, now we're talking about something from a different planet. It's easy for us to think that such a family is impossible, or to say, well, they got lucky. Or it's the personality of their kids. You know, my kids are, they're more normal. Or they have a good, you know, they're from a family. They're, you know, it's just that family's just a good family. Or, you know, my family, we're in a stage. Or, you know, it's impossible to have this in these days. You know, Proverbs 29:17 says, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." You know, the truth is children grow, and so does joy or strife, depending on what you do. And ultimately, what you get is the result of what you give, which is to say that a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs 29:15. Incidentally, what changes that is the rod and reproof. That is instruction, direction, discipline given in love. Now, a correction here implies the return to or restatement of a chosen path. You can't correct a child when you haven't given them something to go on in the first place. Sometimes we get angry with children, or we scold them, or we chide them, but we've never told them, we've never instructed them what they are to do. We simply respond to what they are doing. You know, correction implies that a parent has begun by stating what is expected. This is what we're going to do. Teaching honor, teaching manners, teaching integrity and honesty. Correction implies the return to and restatement of a chosen path. And I would say also that correction requires work, but much less work than passivity. The results you want is neither natural nor default. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. It's what we're all born with. It's the defiance. It's the rebellion. It is the selfishness with which we're all born. But the Bible says if you correct your son, he'll give you rest. In other words, the work you choose is better than the toil imposed on you by delay or passivity. Today, what we're talking about is a choice. We're not talking about genes. We're not talking about DNA. We're not talking about this day. We're not talking about people that have easy kids. We're talking about a choice. We're talking about a God that gives grace to those who give obedience. And we're talking about rest and delight that grows with your child as you do what is right.